All right. We were just talking about this story of dog cloning. It's a story out of San Diego where a family lost their Labrador retriever, and they were this dog was such a hero to the family, they were able to get it cloned. And I have a lot of questions. And now we have, I hope, a lot of answers. Melaine Rodriguez is with us, and she is the client service manager for Viagen Pets, and that's the company that's been doing this. Melaine, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if your dog dies, you can use that dog's DNA even though they're dead, right?
That's right. Under certain circumstances. So, it's always best that you take the DNA while the dog is still alive. And it's in the form of just a very small skin biopsy that your vet would take from the dog. And then we grow cells from that tissue. But if the dog does die, there's a very small window of time that the tissues are still alive. So you'd have to get your dog to the vet right away or refrigerate the body of the dog and then get the dog to the vet as soon as possible to have samples taken.
All right. So the dog is going to be an exact copy of dog A is dead. Dog B is going to be an exact copy.
So, yes. So the best way to think about a cloned animal is it's really just simply an identical twin. Their DNA is exactly the same, just like identical twins' DNA would be the same. So they're going to be the same gender. They're, of course, the same breed. They're going to be very similar looking in size. A similar personality, but maybe not exactly the same because they will have been exposed to different things in the environment.
Right. But they will process, theoretically, they would process things similarly, though. Right? I mean, if it's a smart dog, it'll be another smart dog.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We have found that intelligence and temperament are very highly genetically linked. So you would expect those things to be very similar in the cloned dog.
How many dogs have you cloned?
We have cloned over 200 dogs now.
Wow. And are there things that can go wrong, and what do you do about that?
So the cloning process is very similar to in vitro fertilization. You know, we make cloned embryos. We put those into a surrogate dog, and if all goes well, she'll get pregnant, and then she'll give birth to a puppy. What could go wrong is the surrogate dog may not get pregnant right away. So like IVF, you may not get pregnant the first try. So if mom doesn't get pregnant that first try, we'll transfer another set of embryos.
And you build a number of them for this eventuality, potentially, right?
Right. So it's just a flat fee for the cloning, no matter how many embryo attempts it takes.
And it's $50,000. $50,000.
Right.
Okay, $50,000. Yeah. And then now what happens if dog A dies, you clone it to dog B. Dog B dies, can you continue to clone dog A?
Absolutely. So when we do the first step of preserving the DNA from the dog that you want to clone, these cells can be preserved for decades, and there's cells left over after cloning. So you could go back to those original cells and clone that dog 20 years later if you wanted to. So you could clone dog A again and again. You could also clone dog B. So you could clone a clone if you wanted to.
Is that extra?
Well, it's the same. It's the same cost, and we've actually had clients that have cloned the clone.
Okay, so that would be another $50,000 to clone the clone.
Right.
Now, can the clone breed?
Yes, absolutely. A clone dog is really just like any conventionally bred dog. It will have the same breeding potential that the original dog had.
Okay, and you do cats too, right?
That's right.
And how many cats have you done?
We've cloned quite a few, not as many as dogs. We certainly have more dog cloning clients, but yeah. We do have a waiting list for cats. But we do a lot of this DNA preservation, that first step toward cloning, and we've done that with thousands of pets.
Oh, boy. Now, horses. You also do horses, right?
We do. Horse cloning is 85,000.
Oh, yeah. I know some guys on the South Side would like to clone a few horses along the way. American Pharoah. What would be the worst thing? All of a sudden, a guy comes in, he's got tissue samples of American Pharoah, and they want to give it to you. And they go, this horse was bred in Australia. We don't know where it came from. I mean, I wonder about that in the professional racing, you know, the sports racing business, thoroughbred racing business, mm-hmm. because there are so many rules about how these horses are bred. But you mm-hmm. wonder if, because they don't do it, you know, they don't do it by artificial insemination or anything. Mm-hmm. It's called live cover. You have to have a boy and a girl, and they have to, you know, mate. And if they mate, they don't, you know, it's there's all kinds of math and mechanics and dollar amounts that are exchanged in all of this. But it's very specific. But if all of a sudden you could start to see that you could clone the best horses of this generation, then you... then, you know, maybe it would be like a superstar track, superstar other kind of, you know, may save the horse racing industry. Is that in your thought? I mean, right now, obviously, you're not doing thoroughbreds, I would assume, but you may be doing them after their trail. What kind of, what's the horse stock that's coming to you?
So we actually are cloning some racehorses. So even though they can't be registered and they can't race, they can do other types of things. Like we've cloned a really great racehorse, and the original was a gelding, so he could not reproduce. Right. And now the cloned animal is a stallion, and he's breeding, and he's generated lots and lots of offspring. So these are valuable genetics that would have been lost because the original horse was gelded, and now these genetics are back. But that horse can't race, but it can do things like it's competing in barrel racing. So things like that, other types of events. One neat aspect now, is if you could clone the best of the best racehorses, they couldn't compete, you know, at a regular horse race, but maybe some special kind of horse race where it's just a lot of cool clones racing together against each other.
I'm sure there are tracks that would be interested in doing that, actually. Because but the NTRA the organization that oversees thoroughbred racing probably would not be happy with this. Now the clone. There are some of the best horses, you know, of all times that were geldings, right? So they can't breed afterwards, the owners are very sorry that they gelded the horse, but they needed, you know, but he was frisky early, and they needed to do something to get his to get his attention. That's why that happens in the industry. My question is, if you have that gelding that's got, you know, great paper, bold type as they call it when they're very successful, and now you have a clone of that, and that clone is breeding, is that legal in the thoroughbred industry as far as you know at this moment?
So it's not allowed. They wouldn't register the offspring of a clone.
Okay, so not yet. Is the way I would look at that. That's interesting. Well, back to the dogs. That's what most people are going to do. But I just want to, you know, as a horseman, I want to figure this thing out. So, all right. Sue has a question for you very quickly. We're talking about Lane Rodriguez from Viagen, and they're the people that are cloning pets. Go ahead.
Hi, Ro. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Sue.
Interesting concept. But my question is, if dog A dies of a disease, say a cancer type of thing, but you clone the dog, will dog B also then develop that disease?
Oh, great question.
Yeah, that is a really good question, and one we get a lot, and it's great that you're thinking of these things in advance. So the answer is potentially. If the cancer or any illness is genetically linked, then that clone dog is going to have those same genetics and that same potential to develop that illness at some point. But you know, a lot of cancers, we don't really know what the cause is. Some are environmental, some are genetic, some are a mixture of both. But that potential could be there.
Right. So
okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Sue.
No, just very, very interesting. It may make people, you know, consider that possibility.
Yeah, one would imagine, but there are people who are so crazy in love with their pets, and if they got a good 7 years or 8 years out of that pet, I don't know if they have the means or they would think it would be worth $50,000 to do this, which is what it would cost. But, you know, there are people with means and they, you know, they love their little Shih Tzu, and, you know, maybe that's that dog died early of a rare cancer, but a lot of these, I mean, you know, when you people who have a love for a certain breed of dogs, they know what those risks are going in, because there are certain dogs that are more prone than others to different things, whether it's hip dysplasia or it's cancer, all those kinds of things. So it is a pretty I think what we're playing with here more than anything else, and Sue, thanks for the call, is the emotion that surrounds the relationship with the dog, right? I mean, there'd be no other reason to do it, because there are a lot of dogs. There's shelter dogs and all kinds of other, and you never know. You can sometimes, you know, find a better dog. But it's people who are really totally connected, Melaine, who are going into this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's the only way to really do it. All right, so it's 50 grand for the dog. It's 50 grand for the cat.
$35,000 for a cat.
$35,000 for the cat. Mm-hmm. See, I knew it. I just knew it had to be less. But you, but you do have people. But people. But you said you got a, you got like hundreds of samples, right? That are starting. That you don't. You haven't tried
thousands.
As many.
Yeah. So you can actually preserve the DNA now for $1,600. And that gives you the opportunity to keep these cells stored and maybe clone the dog or cat 10 years from now. And we hope that the price will be less expensive down the road.
Oh, yeah. Or more. Because you already have it going. All right. Malene Rodriguez. So if people want to learn more about this, it's viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N, viagenpets.com. Malene, thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now.